This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Viber.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love Viber.
Viber is good.
Viber is good. Get more Viber in your diet. This is the first character in this whole book that tells you what to do with its shit, and its shit is a reagent. And I love that about
it. Yeah, its shit causes problems, but it also solves another specific problem created by this monster.
The literal first sentence in the description.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you have the passage.
Right.
That explains, you know, a little bit of what it looks like, where it's from.
Yeah.
Like, and then when you get to the authorial voice,
mm-hmm.
First sentence, the great old one emits glowing blue stones, feces-like, comma, feces-like.
Comma, feces-like.
Are you a 20s mobster? Like, yeah, feces-like, see?
Yeah. Go into the toilet and expel your waste all feces-like. Nyeh.
Nyeh, nyeh. You know, it's amazing. These, like, blue stones.
Yeah.
And then the blue stones, feces-like. These stones are made up of odd triagonal hexagonal crystals.
Uh-huh.
Of finger width. And characteristically are clumped up in batches of 3 inches or diameter.
So,
like it, these it are not like radioactive super shit.
Yeah. So, but like, this is not its waste. It just emits it. Like,
yeah. Why did you bring feces to this party?
Yeah.
Malleus Monstorum.
Yeah. Because in reality, like, all this is like, it drops tetronymos that will give you cancer.
But I think the reason why it's shit is because when you get sick from the other interesting thing about this, you have to eat it shit. Right. And I think that's Viber just being like, eat my fucking shit.
Yeah. Like, no, seriously, it'll do good.
Like, who's that one actor who's he's a chubby guy. He plays just kind of a belligerent hillbilly all the time. He was in that show that was based on him being a former baseball player.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know about that. I was going to say Danny McBride, but that's...
That is who I was thinking about.
Oh, isn't okay, there we go. That? I think it was a former football player, like he's bounding down. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this is like the Danny McBride of like elder gods or great old ones. Yeah, eat my shit. Mm-hmm. You don't want to get my fungus? Eat my fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I guess I will.
I guess I'm going to have to because your fungus not treating me great.
Like the really foul...
Yeah.
Great old one. Just shitting everywhere. Like, he does it continuously.
Mm-hmm. He has no control. He's like a rat. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking disgusting, man.
Yeah.
Who's worshiping this guy?
But, like, it's radioactive. It's, like, if you pick it up and touch it, then it, you know, then it'll burn you and give you cancer and stuff. So, like,
yeah, you die.
is this, like, they don't even put in, like, this could be used as, like, spaceship fuel for the Miko or something like that.
No. It just kills people or heals them.
Uh-huh.
And that's
or heals them and then eventually kills them.
Kills them, yeah. You either get the old kill or the old heal and kill.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to talk about this fungus because this thing it's described as being rat-like, but mostly because of its behavior. It's not very big. Yeah. It's like what? It's like 12 feet long or something like that. It's constantly, you know, shitting out little radiation traps or whatever. But the thing that'll get you is the fact that its fur is actually this blue alien fungus that grows all over its skin.
Yeah. And I really like it. It doesn't always hurt you.
Nope.
It can though. But if you know, and if it does, you can try to shake it off.
It's a long process.
It's a long process. You try to shake it off until you start coughing. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff in your lungs. Fine.
Yeah.
Until eventually, your physical senses start dimming,
mm-hmm.
you know, which I love that as an idea of just like all of your senses being turned down.
Yeah.
Like imagine like things getting quieter and darker and getting numb and like losing your sense of smell and taste all at the same time.
Gary, that's really scary when you say it like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, man, this is good. Like, this is that good, scary shit.
I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's just scary because of like, they talk about COVID, like you slowly lose your sense of taste and smell. And that's one of the things, but
yeah,
no, I think in general, like there's the idea of like, I don't know. I'm terrified of like macular degeneration and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, no. Then, yeah. And
when you say that you're like, your senses fade, people, we just tend to think of like vision and hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but all of them fading at once, like a dial.
Yeah.
Like analog fade is super scary.
Losing your sense of like proprioception or nociception. Like, I don't know where I am in space. And also I don't know if I'm being hurt right now.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know where I am in relation to myself.
Right.
Also causes depression.
Okay. Yeah. I'd be pretty depressed too if I didn't know, if I didn't know that stuff.
Until eventually your eyeballs swell and harden and then are replaced by bluish fluid, which drips periodically from your ghastly sockets.
Yeah. Okay. At that point you think maybe something might be going wrong.
Yeah. You go to the doctor at that point, even if it is like a lift, you know, even if you have to spring for a lift, go.
But at this point, no, you are totally under control of Viber. You are a zombie pretty much. However, you are conscious. You're still in there. You are just unable to do anything. If you're lucky, you die, because of the process. If you're not though, you live, and continue to serve Viber for 1d6 plus 1 month. So you're hooked into this thing for at least 8 weeks.
And then, so the fact that Viber does this to you, and then the cure is eat my shit. Like, I love that so much. Like, the ingestion of the Great One's radioactive crystalline feces inflicts this much damage, a permanent hit point loss.
Yeah.
And it may cure the fungus, but may also cause hair loss, cancer, internal bleeding, and other unpleasant side effects associated with exposure to radioactivity.
Yeah.
Like, which, what, that's what, not what, great alpha, God.
Very. Yeah. No, he wheels you in to a situation where every possible outcome both comes from him and also is terrible for you.
Yeah. It's an abuse situation.
Okay. And so
he
sorry,
I was going to move us into his attacks because those are also good.
That's what I was going to do. So if you manage to cure yourself of his influence by just taking a little flake of his shit and mixing it into a milkshake and drinking it, he is able to attack you by doing a teleport crush.
Yep. Which is exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, he teleports on top of you and belly slams you like a video game boss.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And then this, like, interesting little detail here is that he's very smart, but his metabolism and perception are not in sync with the universe.
Right.
So there are centuries where he just acts normally, but other times where he just goes to, like, brush his fur and it takes him centuries to do it.
Yeah.
That's so good. Like, that's really scary and weird, you know, like the idea of having your perceptions and metabolism, so like literally where you exist in time, being uncoupled from our conception of linear time, because it would go both ways. Like, there are probably times where this thing moves like that's probably what it's teleporting is.
Oh yeah.
You know, is it moving at a speed that is faster than, is uncoupled from...
Yeah, it blinks through a momentary lapse in causality. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, what a cool god to throw in the back of this book.
I want to read this story. This is from The Menace from Sumatra by Kevin W. Jacklin.
Yeah.
I want to find that. This sounds amazing.
Yeah. I'm very appreciative of these crystalline feces.
Yes.
The crystalline feces, you have people like, you know, discovering some kind of new radioactive like gem or whatever, or somebody finds the gem and doesn't know it. This whole village is coming down with this sickness. Half the people are dying from radiation poisoning, but the other half are like these, like getting this blue gunk from their eyes. Like, you're sent to investigate.
Yeah. It's like in the 50s where people like literally did have like little meters and they went uranium and radium hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh gosh.
yeah. This is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good one. This is the best one for a while. Like,
I'm into it. Viber's great. I'm vibing with Viber. God
our
damn it.
Vibing with Viber 2020.
Gary, we said it both at the same time.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.